You are on the path of the Lake of Grisan, 6 kilometers long. It is ideal for walking. Up to the middle of the 19th century, Grisan was surrounded by a vast and only lagoon. Then, men decided to fraction it into 5 lakes. The purpose being to gain some fertile agricultural lands. Today, all the lakes of the Grisan belong to Natura 2000 and are recognized as marshy areas of international interest. On your left, it is the Pêche Minot. Its name comes from the Occitan language, Pêche, which means hill, and Minot, which means higher. It is a place for strolling, for leisure, with an open-air theatre, an area for sport and a mini-golf, also tennis, and a botanic space where you can study the local flora. On your right, the wooded area of the lake, very much appreciated by the people of Grisan. Still on your right, the large building with a flat roof is the Palais des Congrès. Behind it is the Pêche des Moulins and its heritage space. Then Grisan village in a circle. It is only from the year 1000 that the village of Grisan spread itself around the castle. The fishermen's huts were the first. Then, at the end of the 11th century, houses were built, in a circle, and so on, around the castle up to the 18th century. Grisan is an island in the middle of a lake. Only the southern part is inhabited. Then the lake is going to slit up during the 19th century, and on the now dry terrain, the village will develop, still keeping its circular shape. All along the year, several events animate Grisan, as the Feste Jade or again the medieval festivals. To have more information, do not hesitate to go to the tourist office. In its centre, the castle of Grisan and its tower, Philippe de Broa, erected as a beacon facing the sea. Built in the 10th and 11th centuries, the castle of Grisan was used to survey the coast, passing ships towards the port of Narbonne, and protected the population in case of attack from pirates and the slave traffickers. It is in 1246 that Guillaume de Broa decided to build the tower. The castle will ensure the protection of the diocese of Narbonne right up to the beginning of the 17th century. Then Louis XIII, advised by Richelieu, will take apart all the strongholds of France. From 1632, the castle is abandoned and left to be pillaged. The tower Philippe de Broa is also called Barbarousse. If you want to know why, go to the castle and we will tell you the story. At the bottom of the tower, you can visit the Church of Notre Dame de l'Assomption, one of the gems of Grisan. Opposite you, the island of Saint Martin, which became occupied by men in Roman times and in the Middle Ages. Traces of harbour installations were found. This massive ends in the north by the cliff off the fountain, which, as its name indicates, was where an old fountain which supplied water to Grisan was situated. On its right you can see some vineyards. Garbirou, then Galinat. Situated between the two hills, the island St. Martin and Capoulade, you have the canal Sainte-Marie, with, in the background, the massif of Corbière. You can discover the massif of Capoulade by taking its rambler's path, from which you'll have a superb view of Grisan, the lakes of Bage, Corbière and Narbonne, all along the massif of Capoulade. You can see the Foncorde, the name of which in Occitan language means the hot fountain. It is a fact that a spring has water between 17 and 18 degrees. Behind you, the massif of the Clap, one of the largest classified sites of Languedoc-Roussillon.